Welcome to Myrtle Moms with Margaritas, the show where we sip cool drinks, talk about hot topics, and certainly don't take ourselves too seriously. Grab your favorite beverage, give your kids the iPad, and take a break because this episode, we're only hours away from baby Nolan arriving. I'm Jen, Colton and Nolan's mom.
I'm Shannon, Gabriel and Grayson's mom. Producer John's here, coming back from his anniversary celebration.
Vacation. Yes. Jamaica.
Ooh. It's
nice and tanned.
Big subjects yes. today, guys.
Yes. I
mean, lots of fun things to talk about.
Anniversary and baby. But let's do the baby.
Yay.
Yeah. So literally, I go in at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning to be induced.
That's so exciting.
Mm-hmm. I dropped off Colton this morning at daycare.
Okay.
And so his grandmother is picking him up tonight from daycare so she can keep him overnight because we leave so early in the morning for the hospital. I got in my car and just started crying, bawling Aww. Because I knew it was the last time I would see him without a brother. Like, for last time I'd
yes,
see him as just
the three of you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's so sweet.
I lost every emotion. And it was like happy tears, but sad tears.
Yeah.
But like,
it's a huge change.
Mm-hmm.
That's big.
So just emotions all over the place.
Does Colton kind of understand what's going on, or is he kind of whatever?
Yeah, he does. I think he's still in for a shock for sure.
Yeah.
He, you know, realizes that he's getting a brother.
Okay.
I don't think he realizes how small he's gonna be, how little. I think he's ready to start playing with Nolan as soon as he arrives.
How do you think he's going to do with sharing mama and daddy?
Sharing mama, I think, is going to be the difficult part. We've really tried to push Lewis to hang out with him solo the last couple of days, make it extra special so that he can prepare to have space from me for a little while.
Yeah.
Not that I'm going to go anywhere, but...
No, but it's, I mean, as a new mom, you know, with new baby, that new baby, there's special things that only a mom can help
Absolutely.
With.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, it's just exciting.
It
is
exciting.
I can't believe it's already here. So, all right, bags are packed.
Bags are packed.
What exactly is in the bags?
Okay. So, we obviously had to pack one for Colton.
Yeah.
So, he's got all his stuff ready to go, spend the night. He's got his big brother t-shirt in there ready to go.
Yay.
Courtesy of Shannon was a special gift, so we appreciate that. And then in my bag, brand new thing of Burt's Bees chapstick. I think it's watermelon cherry flavor or something like that. I used the heck out of chapstick in the hospital last time.
I was going to say, so I had two C-sections, and hopefully you are planning on giving birth naturally once again. Is that because you can't eat or drink, right? Is
Correct.
That what it's from? Okay, all right.
That and... For me, putting on chapstick is just like a nervous habit too.
Okay.
So like it,
I understand
it's
them
something
the same
to
way.
Do
yep.
with hands and all of that. Like
Lotion that and
exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I forget, somebody in the podcast when we first started made the mention of bringing your own hand soap.
Yeah.
A smell that you like. So I packed my own hand soap and some washcloths that I had that had smelled like our house. A robe, got myself a new robe. So that
there
was a
you
good
go.
Feeling.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Pajamas and then, you know, that outfit to come home in.
Yeah.
Although with it being cooler, I have a dress to put on to come home, so I might have to pick out something else.
Put the sweatpants on.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Did you get some like new fuzzy socks?
So
slippers?
I have a pair of slippers that are my favorite. So I packed those.
Cause do they give you the yellow socks still?
Probably the ones with the grippies on the
bottom.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I swear, like the little things that you remember. And for me, I mean, it's been so long ago. And with Grayson, he came with my water breaking unexpectedly. So I barely had anything like together. So, that's fun. Now, did you pack a bag for Lewis or you're like, Lewis, make your own bag?
He put together his own
okay.
bag. Yes, yes. And he's stopping tonight to grab his own snacks. So
okay.
I said, nothing that smells delicious. You got to keep your snacks to like chips and things that don't have a good smell because I will get hangry. And
So now, I'm just curious because like I said, I had C-section, so I don't know. Is there a certain time frame that like, when do you have to stop eating? Like,
so the night before, I can have clear liquids in the morning.
Okay.
So I can't, like, have coffee or anything like that, which I'll probably be too nervous anyways to do.
Yeah, exactly. And then I've heard a lot of women say that they like ice to crunch on, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
You know, they didn't even offer it to me the first time. I mean, they have just water. That was the other thing is bring a cup that you like to drink out of.
So, that's smart.
Like a, you know, something with a straw or something that you're comfortable drinking out of.
How long did it take you to give birth to Colton?
So Colton, and I think that I would love to talk about both of our birth stories
because we're so different
in that. But, you know, Colton, my water broke at 6 a.m. Right as we were getting up to go to work on a Monday morning. I was 2 days late. So we knew it was coming at any time.
Yeah.
He was actually scheduled to be due on Mother's Day. And then he was 2 days late. So,
surprise,
exactly. And then I got up, told Lewis that my water had broken. The doctor's office didn't open until 8 o'clock. I was not having any contractions. So we waited around until the doctor's office opened. They told us, go ahead and grab some breakfast and come on in as soon as that happened. So we went to Chick-fil-A, got some good breakfast in. And I can still remember, I don't know why I remember this, but we had a very long conversation about our favorite actors in the line at the drive-thru.
Oh,
like, isn't that funny how the things that you remember?
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
Exactly.
You could probably remember what you had on, too.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we went into the doctor's office about 8:30 or so, and Colton was born in Raleigh, North Carolina. And when we got in there, the nurse brought me back to do blood pressure check and all that kind of stuff. And at that point, I still was not having contractions. And she was like, oh, honey, they're probably going to send you home. There's no way you're in labor. And I was like, but my water broke. And she was like, oh, you probably just, you know, peed yourself a little bit. I'm sure they're going to send you home.
So when your water breaks, you know when your
water breaks. Right, exactly. Yeah. And at this point, I'm like, okay, I guess I'm going to go home. I don't know. So the doctor comes in. She just looks at me and she's like, oh, I can tell you're in labor. Like, I don't even need to see you. So just go into the hospital.
Now, is the hospital near?
It was. So actually, the doctor's office was attached to the hospital that we went to. So, no, we were Wake Med in Raleigh.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So we get checked in. We already had taken our bags with us and all of that.
Yeah.
So we were ready. Called the grandparents, told them to start heading up this direction. Both sets were in Myrtle Beach.
Okay.
At the time. So they came on up. And let's see. I got my epidural probably around noon or 1 o'clock at that point. And pretty easy from there. About 10:30 at night, the doctor finally comes in. And I was not dilated at all, so I had to have Pitocin and all of that. And then about 10:30 at night, the doctor finally comes in. She's like, okay, we're ready to push. She was like, let's get this baby out before midnight. And I was like, okay. He was born at 11 o'clock on the dot.
Wow, that's awesome.
I had essentially 3 good pushes with Colton. And he was out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Golly.
The other thing that I remember the most was the Phillies were playing the Milwaukee Brewers.
Of course, sports.
On Monday Night Baseball. It was on the TV. So in between every push, I was just focused on that TV and watching baseball. And the Phillies won that night. So it was a good night all
there
around.
There you go. Aww.
And on the very first push, I actually threw up all over Lewis. So
love it, honey. Take that.
So that's our little quiff about that. Yeah, exactly.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. It's funny. The crazy thing about that day is you could have told me it was 2 hours long or it was 48 hours long.
Yeah.
I had no sense of time or where things fit into the day. Obviously, I can remember the sequence and the order of all of it, but time was of no relevance that day. I couldn't tell you anything about that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I know that your stories are completely different.
Completely different. Well, Gabriel, of course, he was the first one who was in August, scheduled the C-section. They actually took him about 2.5 weeks early. And reason being is because he was measuring so big mm-hmm. That even at the 35-week mark, my doctor said, you are absolutely not going to be doing this naturally mm-hmm. because the risk of paralyzing him. So his shoulders wow. were measuring so big that they were afraid that it would cause major issues. So that
and was your belly like super oh,
girl,
huge?
I was so big. I first thought even Barrett was like, are we having twins? And yes. So, and I was showing at about 10 weeks probably mm-hmm. with maybe even earlier than that with Gabriel. But yeah, so went in like you are going to be doing tomorrow, mm-hmm. but went in around 5:00 in the morning, got all the paperwork signed, everything hooked up to, you know, everything imaginable. And I want to say, I'm trying to think because I'm pretty sure Gabriel was born like around 7:30 or something like that because like I said, C-section, mm-hmm. they get you in, get you out.
Right.
It was either 7:30 or 6:30. Golly, it's been over 8 years ago.
So in the morning?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, like.
Oh, so you were literally in and out and
yeah,
done.
Yeah, that's why.
And
that's why I'm like, oh, golly, like having to wait that long. So, yeah. So it might have been 7:30 because mm-hmm. So Gabriel, of course, they couldn't find a vein. That was the one thing I remember because they were poking me every which direction. Finally, they had to put the IV in my hand. And it was a blessing in disguise.
Right. But that skin is so thin.
It
that
is
just
so
gives me the
thin,
willies.
But it was so, like, I didn't realize how great it was going to be because considering holding him, I mean, he was about 2.5 weeks early and he was almost 9 pounds.
Holy moly.
So when they took him, they had to cut me open. Sorry for everybody that's listening, but you mamas, y'all been there, done that. They had to do almost an inch bigger than a normal C-section because of what they were anticipating his weight to be and his mm-hmm. size to be. He was around 21 inches and, like I said, almost 9 pounds. And this is, you know, and he's early. So when they took him out, put everything back together, you go for C-sections. You're not, of course, able to hold your baby right when they come. Barrett, even because it was the first one, he was so nice. And I didn't even know this was taking place. Like, he didn't even hold Gabriel until I got to hold him. But as soon as he was born.
Was Barrett right there by your head?
Oh, yeah. So right by the head, you know, they had the curtain up. Uh-huh. And, of course, I'm like, I want to know what's going on. But, you know, that's not possible. But I ended up having so I have asthma. So I started having some asthma attacks okay. during the C-section because it's just so it's pulling and tugging even though you have that epidural. But it's just such a weird feeling that like someone is literally pulling something out of
absolutely.
You that and you have no control over. I mean,
right.
you like I was numb pretty much like from pretty much my chest down.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's numb because of the fact they don't want you to move because they have you strapped. Like you look
okay.
like you're strapped. Your arms are like strapped down straight. Like you're trying to, as the mom, like me, I was like trying to get out of the strap
sure.
because something's not right. I'm like, mm-hmm. this is. So,
and luckily, the epidural's the same, right?
Like, epidural is, I don't know. I think it's a little bit different.
Okay.
Because of the fact of the C-section portion of making sure certain areas to ensure you do not feel it.
Got it.
Because you're having to be cut open.
Sure.
As well as organs are taken out. And I was so worried about like, oh God, is my doctor going to like lose her cell phone or something?
Lose something. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, so after all of that, they take you to recovery. In the recovery area, you are wrapped in blankets upon blankets because you're so cold. I don't know if that was the case after you gave birth.
Yes. Yeah, okay. So I don't know if it was cold, but like I remember I had the shivers.
The shivers,
yeah. And they were just like, you're in trauma, essentially.
Yeah.
And I couldn't stop shaking and shivering. I forgot about that until you just mentioned
yeah.
that. Because Lewis kept being like, oh my gosh,
are
you okay?
Are you okay? Exactly.
Like, yeah, I just can't stop. But they just said it was, you've gone through a traumatic event
yeah.
and your body's in, you know, and coming out of shock, I guess. And
that makes
yeah.
sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was. I'm like, give me more medicine, please. I'm having the worst pains right now because once that the epidural, whatever, leaves you, then you're in pain.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, about 2.5 hours probably after that, and Barrett, nor my mom or anyone, they can't come to the recovery room.
Oh, so you're by yourself.
So
in the
I'm
recovery.
By myself with one of the nurses.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of like, can someone come that I know,
right.
You know, or whatever. But like you, you just don't even know with the time frame. I'm obsessed with time, and luckily there was a clock in there, so I was just kind of watching it go by. Like, all right, I'm ready to get done, like, with this. So finally, after the pain has stopped just a little bit, they, you know, they rolled me back up, and we were into a room. Because you're not even in a room until mm-hmm. after everything is done with a C-section, mm-hmm. Unlike when it comes to natural birth.
Right.
So finally get into the room and get situated, and then that's when they brought Gabriel in.
Okay. I assume they tell you, like, he's healthy, he's fine.
Oh, yeah. So you got to hear him cry. Okay. They put him, like, right beside your face. But uh-huh. this is also, I was wearing my glasses, so I'm trying to look out of the corner of my eye. Can't even see him because, you know, when I was wearing glasses, you can't see out the
right,
side.
Right.
So he's right there. But I was also having such a bad asthma attack. Like,
you weren't focused at the moment.
I wasn't focused.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, he's crying. He's healthy. Like, you guys got to figure out something. Like, something.
Right.
Calm me down. I need something. Luckily, we learned from that because Grayson's, I made sure to bring my inhaler mm-hmm. for that one. But with holding him and with that IV in my hand, it was so much easier because he was so heavy that if it was in one of my arms, it would have gotten in my way so badly. Because mm-hmm. you don't have really any strength. I mean, you can't even get out of your bed for 12 hours almost.
Right.
Unless some people can, some people can't. But they had a nurse that was on the maternity ward that was typically not on the maternity ward, and I'll never forget it. It was a fungi bungus something, like, whatever. Barrett could probably tell you. They had to check, because of the C-section with the incision, they had to, like, push my stomach to make sure there was no pus coming out. I know this is a lot of information. But I probably could have killed someone, and Barrett almost, like, was just like, all right, leave her alone, because screaming to the top of my lungs.
Yeah.
Because you just cut me open. Like, uh-huh. what do you think you're doing right now? So, and then a C-section, you have to stay 2 nights.
Okay.
So that was one of the things, just because you're pretty much around the clock getting attention.
Right.
For the most part. But I won't forget too, with Gabriel, for some reason or another, I washed my hair while I was at the hospital.
Okay.
And didn't, like, had no strength to be able to do my hair dryer.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, why did I do that? But then you think back, like, and then right. I don't know about you, because right now at this time, are you allowed to have visitors?
Yes, so we can have 2 visitors at a time.
Okay.
They are telling us that they don't have to be masked while they're in the room. So,
okay.
But if they're in the halls or whatever, they have to have their masks on. But there is a strict, hard limit on 2 visitors at a time.
It makes sense.
When Colton was born, I mean,
anybody and everybody
yeah,
could come.
Exactly.
Because yeah, mm-hmm. I'll tell you, Clemson was playing that night, football against Georgia, and my in-laws were there, and Barrett, they were watching the game. I'm like, y'all got to get on out of here.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm in pain. I don't need to see this football game in my hospital room right now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't know about you. What are your thoughts about with guests? Because it got to the point that I'm very, very appreciative, but it's almost overwhelming when you have so many people come to visit you and you're in so much pain and you're like, you're hooked up to all these different things.
Mm-hmm.
You got blood on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you can't move.
Yeah,
you can't
walk. The hospital
walk.
is a difficult, tricky situation for
sure.
I think one thing that they don't warn new moms about is the recovery of yourself after.
Yes.
Whether you're having a C-section or you have natural, there's so much recovery that you have to do to yourself.
Exactly. Versus
it's
having
insane.
To have, like, nice manners to
right.
people coming to visit
exactly.
you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it made it the time go a little bit faster.
It did.
But you had to be on your game.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
So.
And people want to take pictures of you. And that was the last thing. And I treasure those pictures forever
without
now.
Without a doubt.
You're just not in the mood to smile or take pictures or do any of that, you know.
Put makeup on, do anything.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I could look back at, like, Kate Middleton, and she had to come out, like, all fancy
up
and everything. I'm like, really? I was lucky to get my underwear on correctly.
Right? Exactly. Like, exactly.
Come on now.
Pheasant.
Yeah. Right? It's
yeah.
like,
pheasant.
Oh, my goodness.
And all the things that you have to, you know, worry about.
Yeah.
I was trying to breastfeed.
Yeah.
Learning how and...
That was such a
disaster. It was a disaster for me. If I have advice to anyone is, you know, if you're going to breastfeed, do it. If it doesn't work, don't stress yourself out. There's too many other things to worry about.
Amen.
And the formula is just
– It's great.
wonderful as anything else.
We actually had the first pediatrician to come in for Gabriel, and he was so adamant that I breastfed that I yelled at him and told him to get on out.
Yeah.
In other words.
So did you know going in that you did not want to breastfeed?
Well, I am very large top. And so when my boob was bigger than his head, uh-huh. you know, so that was a little interesting. No, I was open to whatever I could do, whatever is going to be the best for my child.
Mm-hmm.
And that was probably the same with you.
Right.
So I tried and, you know, it just did not, I didn't produce anything.
I was just exact
so
same way.
I tried yep. and tried and mm-hmm. It was just, but it wasn't life or death for me. I know some people that it's very, like, that is the most important
right,
aspect
right.
that you know, yeah. some moms want.
Right.
Which, hey, if you're able to, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But it just, I'm like, whatever we need to do.
Yes.
One of the things, though, that this sounds probably crazy, but I didn't get to change his first diaper.
Okay.
Because I couldn't stand. I couldn't uh-huh. walk. And so Barrett had to change, like, all of those, whatever the...
That stuff Jump. That comes out?
Yeah, mm-hmm. that comes out. So I never experienced that.
Yeah.
And then also with the getting him circumcised.
Mm-hmm.
And so thank God Barrett, we have nephews and
right.
he already has helped with all that kind of stuff. So mm-hmm. he knew what he was doing.
Did Barrett get to cut the umbilical cord for either one?
No, not with okay. the C-section.
Gotcha.
The doctors actually, because even though Barrett has a very strong stomach, whoever goes in with you for your C-section, they try not to allow that person to go behind the curtain.
That makes sense.
Because they can see everything and anything.
Got it.
So yep. no.
Got it.
But once, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He helped with everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But with Grayson, I have to tell you, it is so funny because your water broke. Mine broke about the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of waited around for, I think my doctor's appointment was 8:30 or 8:45. And got to, my water was breaking. Called my mom. I'm like, Mom, I think my water's breaking. Barrett was in Raleigh, still mm-hmm. working. And I need you to just come to the house, help me get Gabriel off to daycare, and ride with me. And she's like, okay. I'm like, I'm driving. You're not.
That's so Shannon.
That's so me.
So Shannon.
My mom scares me driving. I'm like, no, I will drive myself. You just get Gabriel into the doors. We pull up into my doctor's office. I step out. My water broke everywhere. So that nurse, if you knew your water broke,
yeah.
your water truly
yes.
broke. So, but when I went over to the ER, they're just like, oh, okay, hi. I'm like, I'm covered in water. Like
yeah.
you can tell. They weren't even willing. They didn't even get me a wheelchair. Thank God my mom was with me. My
yeah.
mom had to get a wheelchair for me. And they're trying to fill out all this paperwork as I'm like, this baby is like, got to get out of me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they hooked me up to the machines and the nurse was so adamant about me breastfeeding that I told her, I said, that's not my problem right now. I want my child healthy. That Grayson's heart, his heart rate started going, dropping
uh-huh.
tremendously because how stressful she was making it
mm.
for me.
Mm-hmm.
But we were like waiting to the very last second for Barrett to get there.
Yeah.
And Grayson was born at 10:59 in the morning. So we got to the hospital about 9:15.
Wow.
And he, like, it was dropping. It was finally to the point that the doctors, they said, you know, we're probably going to have to pull you on back
mm-hmm.
and Barrett, like, ran through the door.
Yeah. I bet that the quickest he ever
drove
in his entire life.
Thank God he did not get pulled over. But, yes. And he had to get in his Ghostbuster costume, you know,
right,
because
right.
that's what you have to do for the C-section. But they did. The doctor, the anesthesiologist, he was actually really sweet because he was the one who did for Gabriel's
mm-hmm.
ears.
Oh, okay.
So he remembered me. And so Barrett warned him about my asthma. He actually played Luke Bryan for me
oh.
as – they were, you know, tied my arms to the table and
mm-hmm.
getting, pulling and tugging and everything just to try to calm me down to not have an asthma attack
yeah.
again.
Smart.
So, which was really helpful. But then Grayson's C-section, they had to do about a half of an inch bigger than Gabriel's. Now, remind you that Gabriel's was bigger
mm-hmm.
because of the fact that they cut on the hairline and there was issues with that. So
gotcha.
Yeah. So it's definitely, it's totally different from like
yeah.
the,
yeah.
I mean, I know all pregnancies are.
Right. And you can plan
different.
Your birth
yeah.
story as much as you want to.
But
your birth
it's
plan,
never going to be.
It's never. Exactly.
What
so,
you think is going
to
be.
I'm just open to all possibilities of
yeah.
what's going to happen tomorrow.
As long as you have like that one item and it sounds like your chapstick is that
yeah.
one item.
Mm-hmm.
Mine for Grayson's was to find a comfy bra.
Sure.
So that was one of the things I was like, I really want a comfy bra for this one. Yeah. So,
and when Colton was born, both my mom and Lewis were in the room. So,
oh, that's awesome.
Yes. Yeah. I think it's certainly an experience my mom will never forget.
Yeah.
The plan is for her to be present again. So I had one on each side. Definitely had my support team.
Did you squeeze their hands like really strong?
Yes. But to be honest with you, like I was so focused on the whole time I was like pushing. The only thing I could think of was like being in a gym and the athlete came out of me and I was like, all right, ab workout.
Yeah.
I got to know which muscles to use to push.
Wow.
And like I like centered in on like those muscles and just gave it all I had for whatever time they told me to go.
Golly.
Three pushes.
I can't even imagine. I mean, like I said, everybody's everything's different.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes a lot of just guts and I don't even know what the right words are. Like that's smart though to think of the gym.
You know, I felt like I almost had to focus on something like that.
Yeah.
Like I needed to let's control the controllables. So that was one thing I knew I can control. Like I have control over my abs still. Like I can you know, I know where to push.
And then watching something on the television
that was so clutch.
Like.
So clutch.
Cuz you need to stay focused on something.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I think if I remember correctly, they each had a leg, like, because they were holding back.
Oh my goodness.
My legs, like at the knee area. But honestly, other than throwing up on Lewis, I don't really remember too much about all of that.
Yeah.
Is
he going to bring like a apron or something to like, maybe you should get the Ghostbuster costume.
Yeah, exactly. Ask for one. Yeah.
Please.
He was on my right side. My mom was on the left side. So maybe this time he'll switch and be like, I know what side she's going to puke on. So.
Oh, your poor mom.
My mom would be totally fine. She'd be like, whatever, let's go.
Here we go.
Let's go.
Now, are you going to bring Colton to the hospital?
The plan is
Nolan.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Depending on when he is born or, you know, when Nolan comes, if it's not too late and they're still taking visitors, we definitely want Colton to meet him in the hospital.
Now, let's say you give birth mid-afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how long are you at the hospital?
Probably about 24 hours. So they told me the next day, if everything was fine, I'd be going home. Once they have, once they give the hearing test and all of those tests that they need to give, that I would be going home.
They want you
that.
In and out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing that you can, I mean, you just brought in another human being and then they're like, oh yeah, all right.
Here you go.
And bye.
Yeah. So with Colton, I was in two nights because he came at 11 o'clock at night.
So, late.
So I spent that night and then the next night we also spent there. And the second night, I can remember about 8:30 or 9 o'clock. It was just Lewis and I in the hospital room at that point and kind of everyone else had settled in for the evening. And the nurse comes in and she was like, do you want me to take him to the nursery?
Yes.
And she was like, do not feel guilt about this. She was like, let us take him so you guys can get some sleep.
Yes.
And I remember waking up at, I don't know, 7 or 8 the next morning and be like, wow, that was a great night's sleep. And, you know, didn't wake up. They gave him formula in there.
Yeah.
They took care of him. But I specifically remember her being like, please don't feel guilt about us taking him to the nursery because he will be fine.
Everything
will be good to go. So.
And mama really needs
Correct.
Her rest.
Yes.
Because as soon as you get home, I mean, it's on YouTube.
It's nonstop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, good for y'all for doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was kind of how they put it for us. But I was like, yeah, please, just go.
Yeah. I just need to close my eyes.
Just give me some more pain medicine.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Aw. Well, did Colton do anything special or anything? Or is he wanting to do anything special to bring to Nolan?
So I have a gift for him to give to Nolan. But I don't think he understands that part yet. I also have a gift for Nolan to give to Colton, Paw Patrol Marshall Poi. So
there you go.
We got that, picked that up last weekend.
I can't believe it's not Chase.
I know.
So we're going to have to make sure we get Chase.
Only because he already has a Chase one.
There you go.
um, But I'm excited to see how he's going to react. You know, it could go, it literally could go either way. I think he'll be excited to see me and Lewis for sure.
Do you have, so you have his outfit picked out, right?
I do.
Because that was the one thing that, because Grayson came so quick, I didn't have Gabriel's outfit picked out. Oh. And the first picture of the two boys together, I hated the outfit that Gabriel was in. Yeah, good times.
Oh, the things that you remember.
You know, those mm-hmm. are the, but I mean, even when he walked in, I was like, really?
This is what we have him in?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. I have a feeling that, like, if that's the case, one of the grandmothers would stop and be like, no, this is not the outfit that we need. So. Yeah.
We're on air, so I won't say. But, oh, well, good. Oh, that's so sweet. Well, you know, it's amazing how kids, though, adapt so easily, especially with the fact that you and Lewis have been talking to him and kind of letting him know a little bit as to what's to take place. And he's a little bit older, so I think that that probably helps too.
Yeah, I would think so.
But I can totally see how seeing other friends that, you know, that they have siblings and they're running around and playing, that he's probably also thinking, okay, yes, I have a brother that we're going to go throw the baseball with. We're going to go and run around outside. We're going to go and do this.
Yeah, share my cars with.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. He said that numerous times already, so.
That's so sweet. Well, it's going to be helpful, though. I mean, Gabriel, it helped Grayson. Grayson was walking at 11 months. Gabriel said his first word, I think, at like 5 months, because Gabriel was constantly trying to work with Grayson on things,
right.
Even though, like, Grayson probably didn't really understand much. But he was so amazing. He was, like, mama's best
helper.
Support system, helper. And Colton has that gentle heart as well. So he's
I'm hoping that's the case.
Yeah.
I think he'll be right there for every diaper change and right there for a lot
he's
of things.
He's curious probably more
for
than
sure.
anything.
Yeah.
Now, does Lewis get time off?
Yes. He's going to take about 10 days. I think it's actually 9
good.
Days. So not obviously not as much time as I'm going to get. But yeah, he'll have some time at home. My parents are staying up for probably about a week and a half or so. Lewis's family's
huge.
Here, so
yeah.
We have a lot of support here. That's completely different than it was when we were in Raleigh.
Really?
I mean, we really didn't have too many. You know, I had a really good friend and her sister, both close up there, but there's only so much they can do to be supportive
yeah.
throughout the whole thing. But here, I feel like we have a really strong support team.
You do. And you have
so,
all the friends. I mean, you have
right.
so many friends that are here that are willing to help.
Absolutely.
Well.
I've heard from so many people already this week. And I can't thank the family enough here at the chamber. It's been so supportive, starting with you two sitting in this room. Like, it's been amazing. I feel like I'm going to have to – you guys are going to come knocking down the doors.
I know.
It's ready. So.
That's the truth. Well – John even stopped me when I was just teaching an education class.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I got a text message from John because I guess you were not in your office at the time.
I said, well,
how's Jen?
How's Jen doing?
And then when I saw John walk back by, I was like,
I'm
fine.
Okay?
I think okay. I didn't get the alert. Oh, no.
Yeah. I said, okay, Lewis, before we leave for the hospital, you have Shannon's number saved in your phone.
Nice.
And I was like, my friend Laura, I was like, you have her number saved in your phone as well. He's like, yep, I got them both. And I was like, okay, they're on the first to get the notification list. So.
Awesome. Oh, well, good. Lewis and I were sneaky because we got each other's phone numbers at CCMF when I knew about with trying to get a baby shower going for you. So Lewis.
Wow, was CCMF awesome. Was already.
We were talking just kind of like briefly talking. And of course, I was working with the Pelican staff with trying to make sure that they were going to be able to come. So yeah, but I was like, we got to figure out a sneaky way of like working on
well,
this.
You guys did it for sure. It was
so
awesome.
But yeah, so you guys, we try to get at least a lot of the diapers and wipes and gift cards to
yes.
hold you.
We got so much stuff. It was unbelievable. Like
yeah.
The
You're probably still going through stuff.
I'm doing laundry forever, that's
yeah.
for sure. But no, that's a good thing, a problem to have. And we're stocked up with diapers, wipes for sure. I think we've already gone through all the Target gift cards, but still have plenty of Amazon left.
There you go.
So we're thinking probably diapers and formula will be used for the Amazon side of things.
Don't forget the Vaseline.
Oh, yeah.
if you're with Nolan.
Mm-hmm.
That was one thing that I did not know about for the first time around.
Yeah.
And then the second time around, I'm like, okay, Vaseline and gauze pads. Uh-huh. All right, we're good.
Yes, yes. I think that we have the Vaseline, but
I can't remember if the hospital provided that or not. And we were of that also, that because the nurses even told us to, every time they would put diapers on the cart,
mm-hmm. take a couple and put it in your
to-go bag. Take them all. Hide them. You're already paying for them. You know, it's a part of your overnight stay. It's just like your shampoo and conditioner at a hotel. Take whatever. So put those away, and then the formula, they will give you as much formula as you need. So take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, you're already paying for it.
Right. That's true. That's true. Yes.
I can't believe it's finally here, though.
Hasn't it been crazy 9 months?
Like, I'll never forget just calling you out at the bar.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You're like, yeah, I'm pregnant, because Jen was not drinking a drink, and that's not Jen.
I think y'all did shots that night, and I even was like,
no.
I'm going to pass on the shot tonight.
You even got a vodka soda. I don't know why I remember it with a line, because I looked over, I'm like, this one is not drinking. You know what? I don't think she had a beer or anything during this. And these are the dumb things that I pick up on, because I've done this a few times, and Barrett has told me, like, don't do that anymore, Shannon. But it's like a mom's intuition.
So tonight we were kidless.
You gonna watch a movie or go out to eat?
We're gonna go out to eat, grab some pizza. Okay. I think
pizza.
Yeah.
You can go and eat anything and you pick pizza. I love it. That's funny. Not chicken nuggets?
No, not chicken nuggets. Pizza. Well, that pizza was what put me into labor with Colton. So we're trying to keep the tradition alive.
There you go.
With pizza the night before.
Do you have a certain pizza place that you're that you enjoy?
Oh, actually, there's a new place in Carolina Forest called Nona's.
We're doing their ribbon cutting.
It's fabulous. We happened to walk in 2 weekends ago, and they were doing their, like, friends and family soft launch.
Yeah.
And we didn't know. We walked in, and they were like, well, come on, sit down, have a seat. Invited us to come in, even though we weren't part of their friends and family. It was delicious.
Oh, that's good to know. Yeah, we're doing the ribbon cutting next week. I'm excited, though. Yeah. Oh, cool.
A little bit fancier pizza, so it's, you know, it's not your... I wouldn't say it's, you know, you couldn't take it home, but it's not like a Friday night pickup. It's more of a go in and enjoy the pizza and have a glass of wine. Exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So we're going to go there. Hopefully they're not too busy, but they should be able to get us in. So.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Make sure you say you work for the chamber. It is because they just joined the chamber.
Perfect. I will.
Yeah. So they have been really sweet with talking with and getting them all squared away. So are you going to sneak out of the office any, like, kind of early today?
I think so. The only thing I have left to do is put up an away message.
Really?
Oh. Yep, that's the last thing I need to do. Easy.
So, Jen, why don't you go ahead and tell the listeners how long you get for that maternity leave? This is so wonderful for you, by the way, especially with a second child, and gives you that opportunity. But
yes, so we actually get 6 weeks. And, you know, I thank the staff because that was extended specifically during my pregnancy. So it's very exciting.
But how long are you actually going to be away from the chamber?
I'm thinking like the 1st of December we'll be back.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Good for you, because you don't get this time again.
Right. Exactly.
So enjoy
it. But I'm hoping maybe I'll pop in and do a podcast here and there.
Don't you worry. Well, John and I will call you.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah, we'll get that. And not to mention the fact everybody's going to want to see Nolan.
Correct.
So. Yep. Mm-hmm. You know, don't worry. We'll come knocking.
Yeah.
You know Kathy's going to be like, ooh, I want to hold on. Oh, yes.
Come on over. I mean, seriously, I'll be hanging out. I'm taking any recommendations on shows, TV, anything I can have on the background while we're home, because that's what I did on maternity leave last time, was just sit and hang out and bond and watch TV. So.
Well, you know, Christmas movies will be starting in just about 2 weeks on Hallmark. You will be good to go with that. Mm-hmm. Are there any shows that you are watching on Netflix right now?
We are finishing up Hacks, which is on HBO.
Okay.
Or Hacks. I don't remember what it's called. We got a password for Apple TV. We're catching up on some shows on that, specifically Ted Lasso.
Okay.
Which is a good one.
Yes.
Ted Lasso is a great show. Mm-hmm.
Really? Check it out.
I don't have the Apple TV.
Maybe I can see if we can steal your password and send it along. Oh. Don't come get me, Apple.
Right, exactly.
We're promoting your show. So.
Exactly, there you go.
I don't know, there's a couple of shows that I know that Lewis won't want to watch on Netflix right now that are more of like the rom-com kind of teen drama type situations.
Do you love all those?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you watch Virgin River?
I've watched that in the past. Yeah, I'm not caught up, so that'll probably be one of the ads.
That's one of my favorites on Netflix. Mm-hmm. And for me to actually stay focused for a show, it takes a lot. Yeah. So that's a good one. And then Sweet Magnolia. Did you ever?
Yes.
Or no, was it? Yeah, what was
it's
that?
Sweet Magnolia. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then Fire Lane or Firefly Lane. I think okay. that's what it is. It's on Netflix. That was also a really cute one.
Perfect. Because I'll go through shows like crazy.
You need to.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Just, you know, stay at home, be in the comfort of your own home. But, you know, get out when you want to.
Right.
You
right.
know, I mean, don't mm-hmm. go stir crazy.
Yeah.
Did you ever have postpartum when?
Not really. I had a little bit of the baby blues for sure. But I wouldn't say, you know, the postpartum.
I will say, like, definitely try to keep yourself a little bit active, because I went through the postpartum and mine was particularly because I felt like a terrible mom with Gabriel of not being able to focus as much time on him like I used to.
I could totally see that.
So it was kind of like I was just so – I just felt horrible because I'm like, I know you need my attention, but right. I also have to get – you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, but Lewis is here. He works locally. That was one thing. Barrett, he didn't work in town in our area. So he would leave Monday. He wouldn't mm-hmm. be, you know, gone and then wouldn't come home until – either Thursday night or Friday night. Mm-hmm. So I was by myself with two infants because they're only 17 months apart. And so that took a toll.
I'm sure. Yeah. Definitely something I'll, you know, keep an eye on.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get Nolan in the stroller and
go for those walks.
Yes. That was a big key for me when I was on maternity leave. Even if it was just a mile, like mm-hmm. I would get out, push the stroller, podcasts. Listen to the podcast of the week that I was listening to, and
just get that fresh air.
Exactly.
Keep your the windows open now here and there, just to get that fresh air coming in and the blinds.
Oh,
open.
And you know I'm going to hit up the thrift store, so y'all just be ready.
Hey, let us know what type of fun stuff you find, John. We need to put together a list of things for Jen to find for us.
Yes, exactly. I need to.
You can just push the stroller all around.
Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Man, mm-hmm. your Poshmark account. What's that account name again?
JJ Beach Girl 34.
There you go.
JJ mm-hmm. Beach Girl 34,
you're probably
folks.
Add a lot more followers here soon.
Hopefully.
Than not things you're going to be posting.
Yeah.
Real quickly, though, we were filming live or recording live at the Chili Cook-Off, mm-hmm. and we won.
I know.
Right.
We won first
place.
Winner chicken dinner.
Right? We took home the title, $2,500 for substitutes for Santa. So, yeah.
And they thought you were repeat winners. But go ahead. Let them think
that.
Yeah, okay. That's okay.
That's fine. We'll take it.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of we were, since the person that beat us last year was, he had already qualified for the actual national chili cook-off.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But that's okay. We'll take it. Hey. Yeah, it was a great win for Subs for Santa.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the whole reason we did it. So.
Exactly. Right. So, mm-hmm. and I guess we have to give at least a little bit of our recipe. Mm-hmm. We keep on getting the requests for that.
Yes,
the
I know.
The carrots.
What the
carrots.
Heck?
And the ketchup.
Yes.
Carrots and ketchup make
we
a little
thought.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. And celery.
Mm-hmm.
With everything
a little crunch,
else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little something else, right? Is that it? A little something else?
You're going to
keep
something
else. A little something else, you know. Few different things,
mm-hmm.
kind of
love,
put a little,
most
yeah,
importantly.
exactly. Mm-hmm.
So. That was a fun day, though.
It was a great day, and it was a beautiful day for chilly weather at Myrtle Beach in September, which is
correct.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to come back and defend our title for a third year.
It's exciting. I actually just submitted all the paperwork that they needed so we can receive the Woo-hoo! Actual check
nice.
To deposit it in the bank.
Yeah.
So we should be getting that here shortly.
Mm-hmm. Also, Shannon, you beat me in fantasy football last night.
Oh,
I don't know if you know that or not.
I saw that this morning, and it was just because of the defense.
San Francisco's defense.
I was like, oh, my God.
I went to bed so confident last night. I was like, all right, I think I was up by 12 points
or
something.
Up. Yeah, because
and you, all you had left was San Francisco's defense, and I was like, okay, I can go to bed confidently. Woke up, and they had 22 points this morning.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, when Kelsey was doing so good for you on Sunday, was it Sunday? Yeah. Sunday. I was like, oh, I forgot she has Kelsey. So she's going to blow me out of the water. And then, yeah, I went to bed. I was like, well, you know what? She is giving birth this week. It'll be fine. I was being like the great loser, you know? And then when I saw that this morning, I was like, oh my, well, I'm not going to say anything to Jim because I don't want her to go into labor earlier.
Well, I finally won the game.
Yay!
You see my points?
I did. You killed it.
154.
Watch out. Who did you play?
I don't remember. I just made sure I had everything filled in.
Good.
Look at you.
While you were on vacation.
A vacation. Yeah. I kind of had to sneak that in.
That was good for you.
To sneak it in. Well, when she's getting ready.
There you go.
Some roster moves.
Mm-hmm. My wide receiver, I don't remember who it was, didn't even give me 1 point.
Oh, yeah. You did put up an offer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
But 22 out of your defense.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see when it comes down to the end.
Yeah. Jen's going to be probably checking this now constantly. So she'll be home. I mean, we need to do an NFL day at your house.
Yeah.
Well, this is fun. And Jen, we are definitely excited for you. We'll be praying for you and keeping you in our thoughts. Yes. And we're just can't wait to finally meet baby Nolan.
Same here.
Right?
Can't wait to have him out of my belly and in my arms.
Yes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a bassinet or are you using like a pack and play beside
you? We're going to use the pack and play. I looked for a bassinet and the prices of them for like the 3 weeks that we're going to use it.
Right?
I'm like, we're just going to put up the pack and play. And
that's smart.
The high level of the bedding on the pack and play and go from there. So
there you go. That was the one thing that like, one, the baby is not going to sleep in the bed. Each their own.
Correct.
But Barrett is a very heavy sleeper.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, my goodness. I have – Liz is going to kill me for this one. But last night, Colton popped into our bed about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And I kind of woke up. And 15, 20 minutes later, I roll over and they're – look exactly like twins. They're both laying on their backs, mouths open, hands down, snoring, both of them as loud as can be.
That's awesome.
And I was so like, if I could get away with taking a picture right now,
that.
They
looked I wish you would
exactly.
Have.
It was the cutest thing I've ever seen.
That's
and then I
time.
Proceeded to move into the other bedroom so I could get some laughs.
Yeah, exactly.
It was adorable.
Aww.
I was like, oh, there it is, right there.
Yeah.
That's my life.
Better be getting mm-hmm. it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jen will definitely be coming back in, what, probably like November or so to do some recordings. But
and we can actually have margaritas.
Yes.
Yes.
Finally.
Toast.
Finally. We made sure to, I brought Jen, of course, one of my favorite types of margaritas, the one from Costco that's already pre-made. So hopefully within, you know, 24 to 48 hours, you can have a
glass
of that.
It's going right into the fridge.
And it's ready to go for you.
Yep. I'm popping bottles, baby.
Oh, yes. Please save that.
That's the quote.
That's the quote.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, that's awesome.
Well, you know, I want to thank you guys so much for everything that you've done. And I appreciate the support we've gotten from our listeners as well. And everyone that's given advice so far on the podcast, it's all going to be put to good use. And next time we see you guys, there'll be a new life in this world.
Oh. So, John.
Yes.
Do you have one piece of advice to give to Jen?
I know what your advice is going to be. Take as many pictures as possible.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Enjoy every moment.
Even that, just like last night, you should have captured that moment.
Yeah.
You will look back at it. And say, perfect.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to tell you that enjoy every second, but don't get down on yourself if things don't go exactly to plan, because I know that's hard on us moms to think, okay, we're going to do this and this and everything's going to be, you know, beautiful and roses and everything. So enjoy every second. And then, you know, don't be afraid to ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably one thing that I know I can even learn from, but now you're going to have two.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be hard. I'll just forewarn you, it will be. So reach out to friends. Like, don't be afraid to ask for, hey, I really would love to take a hot shower for like 20 minutes. Can you just come over and watch Nolan? And you can just chill on the couch, but just let me have that.
Mm-hmm.
Do it. We'll help you. I don't mind.
Perfect.
Grayson's already ready to hold him. He's like, I can't wait to meet him.
But
yes, like that's something. You're not in this by yourself,
right.
You know, and realize that. We're all here, and we're excited to
awesome.
Finally see him out of your tummy.
Yes. Yes. Yay. So let's cheers to that.
Do you have any questions, suggestions, or feedback? Email us at myrtlemomswithmargs@visitmyrtlebeach.com. That's myrtlemomswithmargs@visitmyrtlebeach.com.
And follow us on Facebook and Instagram at myrtlemomswithmargs, at myrtlemomswithmargs on Facebook and Instagram. First place you'll be able to see baby Nolan's photo. So make sure you follow. It's important. And give us a 5-star rating. Like our show. Leave us a review. Comments. Yeah. We're open for all of it.
Yes. Cheers.
Cheers. Yay.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina is the beach. Here, you're free to be your best self because Myrtle Beach is 60 miles made for you. You belong at the beach.
Beach easy.